to discuss a sugya that I didn't give you all the Mamma Kamis for. So I apologize in advance, but we'll have to chazza some of the Mamma Kamis afterward. But I didn't realize how significant this our Gemara was in the larger sugya until I was learning it this morning. To the bottom of Lam Zayimur Aleph, the Gemara says, Omar Mara Kaises Esa Oirez Vibarach Allah Verpi Adama Tachan Awafi Vishle Afapisha Pusas Kayamois Vidchil Mavarach Allah Verpi Mizainais Vila Vesay Brach Achas Me Ein Sholosh Vatanya Vesay Fulay Klum Amrav Sheshes Lay Kasha Hor Rabban Gamil Harabonon. Mara says this bright, so that when it says Alam Michyon Rais, so that is Rabbi Gamliel's din. So now we are switching channels for a moment and discussing Bracha Acharbaina, not Bracha Rishaina. L'besayif Bracha Achas Me'en Sholesh. The Gemara says if you have a bright, so then a person eats a rice cake, but the old kind of rice, not a modern rice cake, not a popped rice cake, but a rice kugel. So it makes the bracha achas mein shalosh, and makes an ala michya. V'tanya l'v'seifu leiklum, harabonan harabin gamliel, detanya. Ze'aklol, kol shu mishivas haminim. Rabin gamliel oimer sholesh brachis. V'chachomim oimer bracha achas mein shalosh. The machlokes that we'll discuss today, and that is when gamliel holds that when one eats any of the sheva minim, so then one makes sholesh brachas, one benches, one says a birkas hamozin. And Chachamim say that one says an ala eitz val priyetz, one makes an ala micha bracha achas mei ein sholesh. Umayisiv rangamliyal havazakenim sheimusum baliyah biyir vichay, veviyu lefineyim koisvais v'achlu, they ate dates, v'nosan rangamliyal v'shusha v'kiva levarech, Kofatz uborech Rabbi Akiva bracha achas meyin sholish omo levin gamliel akiva ad mosay ato machnis reishcha bin amachlekes omo le rabbeinu afal pisha ato imir kain vecha meyrecha imir kain limadatone rabbeinu yochid rabbeinu yochid rabbeinu yochid rabbeinu. So the Gemara says that, so I want to look at this machlekes from Gamliel Rabbi Akiva and understand a little bit deeper the din of Birkas Achas Mein Sholesh and the two Tosafot that are on this sugya. So let's get the pshat of the sugya first of all. Pshat of the sugya is that the question is a person has a rice kugel, a rice, or a person grinds rice into a rice flour and then makes a rice cake. So then the machlokes between the braisa says that in that case one makes an ala michya. The Gemara says that could only be according to Gamliel, but not according to the Rabbanon. According to the Rabbanon, that only a product of achas of one of the five minei dogon gets an ala michya, but rice would not get an ala michya. Right? Rice, so the Chachamim say this could only be according to Gamliel, not according to the Rabbanon. Sarachin, why couldn't it be according to Rabbanon? Rabbanon are the ones, Rabbanon accept the idea that Brocha Rishoina of an Erez gets bumped up to Bari Mine Mizaynes. Right? The Rishonim discuss the possibility of it being Mazin. So why? So I can understand if the Gemara would say, "Well, we have a machlokes whether rice, which is mazon, the machlokes rishonim aduchan." But to say that this is the machlokes from Gamliel and Rabbanan Tzarachiyah, correct? Anybody have a mahalach? So let's go a little bit deeper into the machlokes.
I thought the point was that according to Rabbi Gamliel, it says that specifically the Shiva Samin and Gad. Get Saharaya, everything else besides bread, like normal bread, and Shabbos Amina gets Bracha Chasmei Shalosh, and according to the Chachamim.
Yes, yeah, so Lachara, if we go a little bit deeper in the sugya, so we're not going to, we'll see that that's not the case. Where does this come from? From Daf Mem Daled Amud Aleph. Mem Daled Amud Aleph. My time of the Mishnah. Ochal anavim uta einim virimonim. A person eats grapes. A person eats figs and pomegranates. Mevorech acharveim sholish brachis. Divrei Rabban Gamliel, Sholesh Brachis is Birkas HaMozen. V'chachomim Moimrim Bracha Achas Me'ein Sholesh, Bracha Achas Me'ein Sholesh means that you ate one bracha, one single bracha, but it includes the three themes of Birkas HaMozen. Rabbi Akiva Oimer Afilo Ochal Shlak V'hu Mizaynoi. A person even has fruits, cooked fruits. But this is But it nourishes him. So Rabbi Akiva says, "Mevarech alav sholeish brachis." So you have a machlekes rishonim, machlekes tanoim. What is the din? When do we? When was the Torah machayev viachalta v'savata uveirachta? So the brings us to the pasuk in Parshas Ekev. Torah says, "Vishamartas mitzvahis Hashem elikechol aleches mitrochav leyira aysoi ki Hashem elikechol meviachol eretz toiva eretz nachlei moyim ayonos usaymis yoytzim vabikuvor eretz chita usaira gefen v'seinav rimon eretz eshamud vash eretz." I shall love him miskeinu seichel bolechem. It won't be rational lechsechs or kolba. Eretz eshev neosar barzel. Umeharvel tach tzev nechoshes. Where do we darshan lechsechs or kolba? Lagave what?
The pepper.
Correct, pilpul. So Gemara says, and why is that called lechsechs or kolba?
Because even Israel isn't missing
it's correct. What's the Lashon of Gemara? It's correct. That was how we learned Pshat. What's the Gemara's Lashon? Eitzev Epiryoi Shavin. So the Gemara says, then the Torah says, V'yachalto v'sovotu v'irachta, es Hashem l'ikecha, alo oretz atoiv asher nosan loch. So machleik, the Gemara now says, we have a machleik as, my time during Gamliel, Dixiv Eretz Chitu Saira, Uxiv Eretz Asher, Levimiskinus Dachamolechem, Uxiv Yachalt Mesavadirachta, Sushmalikecha. Says that's Pshat and Pasuk. Pasuk said that you read the Pasuk, read the Parsha. So Kadosh Baruch Hu describes the land as having the Sheva Minim. Kadosh Baruch Hu then describes the land as that you will not be limited. And then Kadosh Baruch Hu says, what are you eating? You're eating the product of the those peiros. And then you'll thank Kadosh Baruch Hu for the land. So Rabbi Gamliel says that's Pshat in the Gemara. Rabbanan, Eretz Hifziku Inyan. He said, no. You read the Torah, it says, Eretz Chitu Saira. That's one description of Eretz Yisrael. Then there's another description of Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Asher Loi. So this Eretz is referring to this Eretz. Right? So it's the Machlok, it's Hanalim Pshat in the Parsha. Is it one continuous Eretz, or is the Torah saying it's only on the Eretz Asher Loibim Miskeinus Teichel Balechem Leisechzer Kolba? That's the time when it was Mechuyev to give the to say the Birkas Hamazin. The Rabbi Gamliel Nami Eretz Hipsiku Inyan. It means it has to be something like lechem. If you just have, if you're eating something which is not fully edible, no. So then that would not get birkas hamazon. So the Gemara paskins like no. Like the Rabbanan. It's all achas me'ein sholish. The Gemara says that Vayter later on, and daf mem ches amud beis, Tana Rabbanan, minayin lebirkas hamozay min ha-Torah, shenemra v'yachalta v'savalta v'irachta zu birkas hazon. That's the first bracha. Seshem aleikecha zu birkas hamozein. Hazimun. That's the machlokes where we get the birkas hazimun from. Al ha'oretz zu birkas ha'oretz. Hatoiva zu boine Yerushalayim. Ahora hatoiva zev alvanoin. Then Mora says of a darsh in the pasuk, v'yachalte v'savote v'irachta. Allah Oretz, right? So this Beirachta is on the sphere, that's his honest, that's the first bracha. Allah Oretz is, no, Allah Oretz v'yala mozoin, and Shenos Allah, and then when it says Hatova, that's giving Haidah on Binyan Yerushalayim. Okay? Now, the Gemara, and that's Mem Ches Amud Beis, Mem Dalet Amud Aleph. Gemara says, "Omar le Abayel Reb Dimi, my niu bracha achas me'ein shalosh." What is that bracha? Omar le pire the eights, ala eights ve'al priya eights ve'al tenuvas hasada ve'al eretz chem the Torah rechava. So you have ala eights or priya eights. That is birkas hazon. That is the first bracha. Al tenuva ve'al oretz ve'al mi. That is the second theme. That is Allah Oretz. And Hatova is Rachem Hashem Lekeinu. That means that Bismana Mikdash would be thanking his Baruch of having Yerushalayim. We'd be moving from the Gashmias to the Ruchnias. And Bismaneinu, we are being Mispalo. Alright? Those are the, that's what we say, Valeinu Socha, Valeinu Lesaycha. That's the bracha me'achas me'ein sholish. The chameshes aminim ala me'achiv al kol kola. Gemara says, how can you be chaysem in two themes? Ala oretz v'ala me'ach. You can only be chaysem in one theme, not two themes. So Gemara says, the emes is, it's a bracha Eretz Yisrael. It's ala oretz v'al pei reisel. We're not thanking the Ribbono Shel Olam for the orange, not for the grapes that grow in the Napa Valley, even if we're eating those grapes, we're saying, but those are like, those remind us of the grapes of Eretz Yisrael. Okay, why we thank the Ribbono Shel Olam for the grapes of Eretz Yisrael when we are eating the grapes of California? Tzarech Levarer. So the Pashtus is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the bracha to grapes through the grapes of Eretz Yisrael. All of the brachas and kol in the entire world are blessed through Eretz Yisrael. We'll have to explain this at a different time, but that's over portion from the bracha me'ein sholosh. Otherwise, it makes no sense. Good. So now we have put together, what have we learned right now? We've learned right now that there's a din de'iraisa and birkas hamozein. We knew. Then we learned together that there are three themes that are de'iraisa tikka themes. Then we learned together, we didn't say this explicitly, that the fourth bracha to amaze within the Rabbanan, we'll come to it. Then we learned that there's a machlekes tanoim when we have a mitzvah de'iraisa to make a birkas hamozein. Right? We have Rabbi Kiva who says, anytime we have sviya, afilu ochal shlokvu mizoinoi, anytime one has a meal, mizoinoi, that's what keeps him going, that's what gives him, makes him full, makes him able to function, He says Birkas Hamazon, Achalta v'Savalta v'Rachta. No, he doesn't learn that this is being described by the previous psukim. V'Achalta v'Savalta v'Rachta. Make a Birkas Hamazon and finish. Mitzvah Deraisa at the bench after you ate anything. Person has as long as it's Hamazon. Person has a snack. He's not chayiv. He has a drink. Not chayiv. But a person has Hamazon. Has a meal. Chayiv to make a Birkas Hamazon. Then the Gemara says, from Gamliel said, no, we darshan the Oretz. But we dash in the whole parsha. So every time a person has pei rois ha'aretz, he has l'charyes b'saveya. So anytime he has one of the shiva minim, obviously dogon tirosh is part of them. So then the dogon tirosh, obviously chita eretz chita usa oira. So he makes a birkas hamazon. And then chachamim say no, eretz has to be lechem, has to be din of lechem. That's going to be our next sugya, and how to define what is called lechem, turis abas turis alechem. Okay, now we come back to any questions so far. So we have again the Mishnah Mem Dalet is the Machlokes Tanaim. The Gemara Mem Dalet is the Makor for Birkas Hamazon Deraisa. The Sugya Daf Mem Ches explains the three themes Mideraisa. The Sugya Daf Mem Dalet explains the Bracha Achas Me'ein Shalosh. So now we're going to look at this at the tour, the really on Siman Reish Tes. Toward the very end of Siman Reishes, Kosev Rambam Zal, Kol Avrochis Kulon, Im Nistapek, Im Birech, Im Lav, Einei Chayzum Avarech, Loi Betchila V'loi B'Soif, V'mnei Sheheimi Divrei Soifim. If you ever have a Sofek Brocha, so it is not Chayzer in the Sofek Brocha. There are two parts of the Sugya we'll have to look into. B'mayin. One is that part of this din, the Torah says it's a din of Sofek Derabon and Lakula. There's another part, and that is Sofek Bracham Levatola. That's what Miki Vager points out. But then, the Yud Beis, but then there is another part of this Sugya, and that is when it comes to Bracha Rishoina, when I have a Sofek Bracha, I don't know, I'm in the middle of eating an orange, and I don't know if I made a Bracha Rishoina or not. So the halacha is, I don't need to make another bracha. Who was matter me to eat the next piece of orange of that a bracha? So I have to explain that also. V'nira davgir v'shoyna shimid rabbonon denafkalon misvara. And we had that brings to mind, misvara. What does that bring to mind? Who's that? Correct. What else to bring to mind? Who's that?
The first Amba.
Correct. What was the big kasha, the achrayim? The Pnei Yeshua was kasha? Should be in the Svar's Day Raisa. And the Rishonim would do say that the Bracha Rishonim on Pei Reis Haaretz is a Day Raisa. Taisus Rein Yachoset, Rein Barin Yehuda. So the Gemara, but the Torah says the Nafkalon Misvara, the Torah says that that's a Din De Rabbonon. How do we explain Svar being a Din De Rabbonon? Again,
Asmachta,
but this, but as far as the deraisa, by a much more liberal right, so it's a right. So,
the Torah let us make the svara.
Who's that?
Only once we had the pasuk were we able to have the svara.
Okay, good. What do we base that on? That a svara is something to rabbanon. Good, very good. Svachta de Rabbanon. Excellent. What else? Which major Rosh Hashim do we base it on? Baruch Atah Melech Olam Shaddai. Good. And what was Ochanan based on? No? You may have got to remember. No, what was he based on? Which was Akal V'Ochayim Shana Gomer?
Moshe.
Correct. Good. Okay. If this didn't sound familiar, it's time to chazer. Okay, good. So now the Gemara says, and now the Torah writes, the nafkalon mitzvarisha osan elmezevle broch, aval broch achroina, mayein sholosh, the shiva minim, the eiraisei. The mas mechle akro, choizer, in that case, choizer, vechainir mi divi alochas leles. What chiddush did the Torah just drop over here? Correct. So the Beis Yosef points out with a huge nafkamina. What's a big nafkamina? If a person forgot if they made ala michi or not. It's a great story from the Chassam Sofer. A Mamshad Adavar Musar, that the story is told that the Mesharis of the Chassam Sofer would bring the Chassam Sofer cake and coffee every morning. Came up from Shacharis, he brought a piece of cake and coffee every morning. The Mesharis of the Chassam Sofer was not a rich man, and he summoned them enough to eat. And one day he was mamish starving. So he said, "My Rebbe, the Chassam Sofer, such a gohibin yid, such an odom kodesh, he is not going to remember if he had a piece of cake or not. Not shaykh." So one morning he couldn't. He was starving. He had the piece of cake himself, and he brought the Chassam Sofer coffee. Okay. He thought he'd for sure get a pass. Chassam Sofer is not going to remember a piece of cake. Anyway, comes lunchtime, and he brings the lunch, and the Chassam Sofer said, "What happened to the piece of cake this morning?" So the Masharis was shocked. He was shocked. He said, "Rebbe," he said, "Le'ol al daiti, I never could know that Chassam Sofer, an Olam Kodesh, would even matter if they had a piece of cake in the morning or not. And I was starving. I couldn't make it to the morning. I had the piece of cake." The Chassam Sofer said, "You should know that you're 100% right. That I would not remember if he's a cake or not. But I remember if I made an alamichia. That I remember." So that's the attitude a person has to strive to have. So the alamichia, the tour dropped this bomb that a me'ein shalosh is also a deiraisa, and if a person finished eating, and he looks around, he doesn't remember whether he made an alamichia or not, the Torah paskin, you make another alamichia. Just like if a person said his chaverim, "Let's bench," and then they get involved in a shruz, a conversation, and then 10 minutes later they say, "Did we bench or didn't we bench?" He doesn't remember. So then it's a subik deraisa. Subik deraisa, you have to bench. Subik deraisa l'chomer. So that's what the Torah says, Lagabe me'en sholosh. Explains the Beis Yosef that Avol, Beis Yosef writes, Al Atar, Kos of a Rambam, Kol HaBrochis, Ibn Estapek, Zeh L'shoyne, the Rambam writes in Ches Yud Beis, Kol HaBrochis, O'ilu, Ibn Estapek, Loi Bemim Birchoyim, Loi Birech, B'dayik Lechtoim, Kol HaBrochis, O'ilu, Shekol HaBrochis, Shebo'isei, Yeperek, Hei Mi Divri Seifim, La'afuki Birkas Amosin, Shimei Dei Reis, Shim Nestapek, Litzorch, La'afu Levara, that a Birkas, you have to review, you have to go over. If you have a Sofik, you have to say it. Ukumashia Kosberg Shainish, Beis Yud Dalit. Mirabbeinu Hoysev, but our Rabbeinu, the Torah adds in, Gam Birochacher, Rabbeinu the main Sholoi, Shigami Midei Raisa, Vachain, Mashma Birvesh Ketzad Mivorchen, Vachain Kosev Arashba, the Lerko de Ton Brocha Loyla, Fon Loyla Achra, Minatara, Ella Shivas Amini Bilva, Jim Tunin Brocha Alachrain Minatara. So the Gemara, he says, he points that that's the Pashtus of the Daf Lamizayin Ben Aleph. That's the Rajba. That's what we mentioned. We learned the Sugya that we'd come back to this. From this Pashtus of Sugya, and the Rajba is Medayik, that Birkas HaMozein Brochem Ein Sholosh is a Din Deiraisa. That even though the Rabbanon reject Rav Gamliel, and they say, we don't say the full Birkas HaMozen, we don't say V'yachalta V'savota V'yirachta Ala Oretz, is the three themes, is the Eraisa, Legabe Lechem. But the idea of making a Bracha, Acharoina, that goes back on the previous Oretz as well. So that is a Machlek, is Rambam and Rashba. And the Torah passed on the Rashba against the Rambam. The person did not remember if they made an Ala Michia. Rambam says it's a din, it's a Rabbanan dik a din, and what is not Chayzer Mavarech. And the Ritva and the Rashba says it's a Deiraisa dik a din, and what is Chayzer Umevarech. Vechein Kosev Rashba. Hashar minim bein lifneim bein achreim Ein to unin klal ella misvara ukras machta ba'alma ad kan v'chein kosev gamkin arosh v'zeh l'shoinai yesh l'stapek al birchas borei nefoshes rabbis im tzricha shirim lab de dilma davke brachim in sholesh t'chsev yachalte v'sevot v'irachta hidem bo yishir. So you see from the Rosh that may ein sholosh requires a shir because it comes from the pasuk. Mashu tzir leidim brachim in sholosh deraisi. Umikol mokayim loshin rabbeinu einay mechuvan de meyacher shu sever de brachim in sholosh deraisa lehoy amalei lechday bit de masmech leakra shenira she einat rakas machta ba alma elo havelei lechday de maisi la mikra. So the Beis Yosef says the Torah is a loop, but now he's not sure because the lashon is the mas mechle akra. It should be the kosav ikra. Avomi divri Rambam nira de brachim ein shalish na mehu de rabbanon she ein shum brachim in a terekim bracha shalach achilus pas levad. Kvar kasavti v'sim kufi dalen v'kosav sefer mitzvah delis mitoy chilchas delos shemash mishum brachach min shalish min a terek de koyer beirach tov atenu mironim hanechtav mikra v'ein nira lidim ken yivorch v'aleim shalish brachis mamish. So from the base Yosef, which way do you think he's going to pass in the Shulchan Aruch?
Like the
Torah,
no?
Like the Torah that it's a day Raisa.
Because then he quotes the Rambam and says Ein Onir, right? That's the Rambam.
He quotes the Rambam. Nearly, the last he's quoting is the smug. Nearly, that it should be a din de raisa, because then why do we say me ain sholish? We did all sholish. Why do we water it down? So again, it's a great example of how you understand the Shulchan Aruch through the Beis Yosef. And yeah, the answer is yeah, that even though it's a going backwards and forwards, but the bottom line, that's why the Mechaber Pasuk called Abrochus in the Stapik and Birchim Lav. Einoi mevarech loibet hula besoiv chutzmei birkas hamazoin bibnei shehu shal Torah. So it becomes clear that what? Mechaber Paskins? No? Then may ein sholish is they rise of the Rabbanon. The Rabban says the Mishnah Berurah, "Who shall achel kedei sviya?" The also mechuyev in haTorah. Right, that it's mechuyev dei raisa when it has kedei sviya va'ayin leel kuf beidalit. V'hinei amachaber mashma she'sal sam kehar Rambam. V'sefer mitzvus gedol she'sefer mevrochem v'insholish she'mevorchen al shiva samin hu min haRabbanon. Avol says the Chavetz Chaim be'emes. Yesh harve rishonim. Who are the harve rishonim? Who? The Rashba and the Rosh. And the Tor. Right? He says it is the Mechaber. Avol harve rishonim. Says that he's having, now, look what the Mishnah Berurah is saying. A little bit of a chudishnik way of looking at Allah. It's not to take a moment to look at the mahalach of how we arrive at Pesach. So Chavetz Chaim, we're finished, right? They have a machlekes rishonim, a Rambam, and the Rashba and the Rosh argue with the Rambam. The Torah takes the side of the Rashba, and the Sefer Shmuel takes the side of the Rambam. Okay, and the Beis Yosef is not 100% convinced that the Torah took the side of the Rashba. So the Beis Yosef says, "Hey Yais, we're not sure of which way the Rashba goes, the way the tour goes. Hey Yais, the Rambam clearly goes, and the Sefer goes clearly goes, and apparently the Beis Yosef finds the kasha of the smug, strong kasha. Why would there be two different day raisas? If there's a deraisa of having three brachas, why would it be watered down? Either you have three brachas, midei raisa, one bracha with three themes. But I mean, not in the maskana, but in the not in the tursa bracha. But why would you have two deraisas? So that apparently Beis Yosef held. The Yos, the Rambam says it's the rabbanon before. Hey Yos, I'm not sure of the tour because of the word masmech. Hey Yos, I have a gevaldik akash against the shitas Rosh and the Rashbam. I'm going to pass it like the Rambam. Comes the Mishnah Berurah and says, but be'emes, I had a piece of cake. Right? So if everything goes smooth and galach, it's gevaldik. I had a piece of cake. I had kidei sviya. I make an alamichya. I have in mind when I make an alamichya that according to the Rambam, it's a mitzvah the Rabbanan, but according to the Torah, according to the Rashbam, the Rosh Machan induces all this. Okay, it's a little bit more yishuvadas. Good. What happens if I forgot if I made a bracha or not? Right? Well, what happens if I'm not sure if I had kidei sviya? So then, I might be making a bracha levatola, and maybe losing a mitzvah deraisa. But better yet, I finished eating my cake, right? Finished having my cereal in the morning, and I'm not sure. Today, make an al. So, Pashtus is, Shulchan Aruch says, you can be a good Shulchan Aruch, you didn't say it. So, fake the Rabban. I go, look, cool. I go back, I go to Seder. But the Chavitz Chaim says, but you're a Lamdan. And then what's going on in your mind is, but the Rajba and the Rosh hold, then now I'm maybe messing up in a mitzvah day Raisa. So, fake the Raisa Luchumram. Right, so says the Chavitz Chaim. And then this is the Mahalach of the Chavitz Chaim. Says the Chavitz Chaim, "Avol be'emes yeish harbi rishonim shesarim shehu midei raisa v'al kein kosu acharonim demisha ochal kedei sevia mi peiros." A person had grapes and he was sitting down and he had grape after grape after grape. Now he's mamish kedei sevia and grapes. Or he had him his morning, he had his cereal. And his mamish kidei sviya from having his cereal. He's good. He's now good throughout Seder. Till lunch, he's good. So he had kidei sviya. But he doesn't remember if he made an alamichya or not. So what should he do? You're going to stop it, Gloyim Birch Acharav. Yoichal oi me oisei amin shir kezayis. V'yivorech achrav v'yoytzi al yedei ze gam asofik shaloi. So Mishnah Berurah says, don't let asofik deraisa go. Have another kezayis. V'ayin v'vim v'gonim shemitzadei dem ein lo me'oysei amin. You give him an acher. He says, no. And what happens if you don't have enough grapes? If you don't have enough mizaynos? Take another min shemishivas aminim kegoyin shachol priyetz. Yikach minim mizaynos v'yichlol b'abroch and say all. And say, and I'll ace of peace, I'll Michal Kola. Good. So now coming back to the Gemara on Mem Dalet. The Gemara says, Ochal anovim uteinim v'rivainim. And he had kidei sviya. But Megaliel says, a mitzvah de raisa because of the pasuk. Ki Hashem alikechem mevichal eretz toiva. Part of the pasuk. Eretz chita sa'ira. The same eretz is shalom b'sin tovah lechem and therefore chalom b'sin tovah rachta. Esh mekecha. Ala eretz, all three themes, and chachamim say, but eretz hivsik. We're only chayav and eretz is shetoichu by lechem. So now the question is, what's pshat in hivsik? So the Rambam and the Smag and maybe the Tor. And how we pass on Loch Lamaisa say Hisik means that the Pasuk of Yachaltov is Savot of Irach, as Hashem Kechal Oretz, with all of its three full fledged themes, is only on Eretz Asher Levimis Kenis Toichel Bolechem. Right? But no. But no. But apparently the Torah and the Rashbam favors and the Rashbam favors saying no. What the way to Pshat in Eretz Yisrael means Eretz Hivsik, that the three themes of Uveirach to Hashem Alekecha Al Haaretz, that's the Eretz Eshalayim V'miskeinuz Toichal Bolechem. But V'yachalta V'sivota V'irach to goes on Chita U'sa'ayra V'gefen Tenev Rimoin. And therefore, one has to make a bracha deiraisa. What should one say in the bracha deiraisa? So, Chazal apparently came to the conclusion that if the deiraisa dikedin that's spelled out legabe lechem is three themes, so here we make one bracha with three themes, right? Kach and nira, that's how we should end up the sugya. And lechayra, hold on, that's the background to our Gemara. Our Gemara says, right, all of this is the backstory. That the Gemara says, Omer Abshesh Leikasha, Ho Rabban Gamliel, Le Rabbonin Detanya, Zea Klau. Now, this Gemara Zea Klau. So, when I first learned it, I thought that's a Braisa, and we should wait till we get to Daf Mem Dalet. However, this morning when I was learning, so I looked up Daf Mem Dalet. So the Gemara in Daf Mem Dalet, one of the Rishonim said, "Kinde be'arnu," like we explained on Daf Lamed Zayin. So that's when I realized that our Gemara is a Yesodistic Gemara in this sugya, and I didn't want to let it go. Was there another question?
I was going to ask how Rabbi said the Rigamayan Chacham Darshan the Pipsakam differently one more time.
So hold on, question. Here. Mivarach Hashem Shalei Brachos, Gamliel Leta'amei. The Omer Le'el Bepirkin Kol Shu Mishiva Saminin Mivarach Acher of Sholeish Brachis. So Rashi, when he explained the Mishnah on Daf Mem Dalet, says refers back to our Brisa to explain the Mishnah. So L'chayra, we should spend a little bit of time understanding Gamliel and our sugya. Taisves, I'll come back. Everyone, hold on. Taisves on Daf Mem Dalet Omer Aleph. Daf Mem Dalet Omer Aleph. Ala Eitz Val Priya Eitz. Right. So, what do we have clear? And this is the background for our Taisves now. What do we have clear from Daf Mem Dalet Omer Aleph? The Nusach of Ala Micha is clear. Correct. The Nusach and Daf Mem Dalet Amud Aleph, the Brice explains that if you have Mizoinos, you'll make Ala Michya. If you have Echad Mishivas Hamid, you'll make what bracha? Aleis Val Priyates. Says Taisva says, but what about in the Siddur it says, Ala Yayin Mavarech? Ala Gefa Priyagef, where did that come from? So Taisus adds in Umra ala Yain Mivarchin ala Gefin of your Gefin, the Kavan. Right? What's Taisus have to explain to us? Correct. Umale Apriya Eitz we have. Right? Chameshus Minin ala Micha we have. Right? Ala Oriz al Peirisair we have. That's the Lashon. But Tosva says, where did Allah Gevin come from? L'chari, you can't understand our Tosva without seeing this Tosva. This Tosva says what? Where did we get this Nusach from? So Tosva says that apparently, Kevon the Yayin Kaveya Brocha Liyatzma Mishum Chabibusei Huadin Li'acharov. So Tosva says, how did we get to this idea of saying Allah Gevin? So Tosva is Machadish. That a yois and daf lamed vavam and beis. The Gemara says lamed and beis. Lamed heyam and beis. The Gemara says that on yayin Chazal were misakein. That instead of saying a borei pirates, what do we say? No, we say a borei pirgefen. Why do we make a borei pirgefen? Because. Okay, Mesameach for sure. Son of Mesameach Yesh Ayin was there. So Chazal gave it a special. Red Kaven the Shtan is? Ishtani Berchasa. What's the din if a person makes a Bari Pre'ates on wine? What was the source? What's the source? Correct. What's the source? Taisvas Daf? Yud Bezman Aleph. You have to know the Taisvas. You have to know the Daf. You say this to get Yud Bezman Aleph. It's there?
It's there.
Okay, good. So Leisval Priyates. Leisval Priyates. It's a very important Taisus. We'll come back to that with Darshan Taisus many times. So, Avalayayin Mevorchin. But listen to the Svar of Taisus. That Hayayis, read it carefully. The Kevan, the Yayin, Kaveya, Brochel, Yatzmoy. Mishum, Chavivus, say, because it's Chavivus, right? Leaving it open. Still, one of the kashas that Kenny has, whether it's because of Misameach or Soed, right? Good to have a kasha open. So Yayin, so Taisus is Mishum Chavivuse, right? That's Yayin Yisamach Nazicher. That's pasuk in Nu. Where? No, pasuk. Yayin Yisamach Levav Enosh. Shay, I think Shayf the Perik Vav, I think. No, by Gidon. No, but not by Gidon. So it says, no, Kevin the Yayin Kevrochel Yatzmi Mishum Chavivusei. Hu Adin La'acharav. So therefore, Hu Adin. Right? It's such an interesting mahalach. Hey Yois, that when it comes to the Brocha, that's maybe the Raisa. According to Rabbanan, according to the Rambam, it reads well. Hey Yois and Chazal, when they formulated the Brocha de Rabbanan, they formulated today that they were going to be misakein a special line for al gefen al priya gefen. So mistame for a bracha achrayna, they did the same ubachasima yesh shechaysmen ala oretz vi ala peiros the yesh shechaysmen ala gefen al priya gefen. So it sounds like that even in the kuf of Tosfos there was a machlokes whether we stick to the formula that the Gemara had, or whether there was a Haisafa. Okay? Miulach Eira Mashma de Ein Tzarech Lishan Neisa Chasima Shari Ein Mishonu Mishanin Rak Leimar Priya Geffen Bimokoim Priya Eitz Avol Ba'olmam Heicha De Leimar Verachin Ala Eitz Elo Bistoma Ala Oretz Ve'al Peirei Seo. So Taisva says that it could be that in the beginning we'll say Allah Gefen up your Gefen, but it could be in the Chasima we will say Shere Ein Onu Mishanin Rak Leimer Priya Gefen B'Mokayim Priya Eitz Avol Va'Oma the Leimer Varchin Al Eitz Ela B'Stoma Ala Orvitz V'Ala Peiros. Separate din now. That whether the Me'ein Sholosh has to mention Shabbos and Yom Tov. So we'll have to come back to that. It's an important briskerov. Maybe in Hanukkah we'll discuss that famous briskerov. Why we don't include Chanukah in Brocha Me'ein Sholosh. Okay? So our Tosfos, HaKaisis Chita, Tzorach Levarcha Lever, Priyadoma, Shaharei, Afilu B'Kimchem, the long Tosfos. On Lamed Zayin Omed Aleph. The long title that lives on Lamed Zayin Omed Aleph, HaKais is Chita, Tzarech Levercha Lo Bar Pri Adam, Shari afilu bekimcha dechitem binum leveil mevarchim lebar pi adama. Ule Rav Nachman leisav lehachim mishum diishtanu miyu bila acharav. But however, the machlekes of whether one says a bar pi adama reshakel, correct?
Yeah.
However, le acharav, yesh le sapek mai mevarchim. What bracha acharayna do we make when a person is kaises chita? In mevarchim al amichyev al kalkol mesayim al adama. V'al pri adama, the leyashkechan birchas ala michiv ala kol kola elahecha de baruch ala breisha kainim achila bari mine mizaynais. He said, what bracha do we make at the end? Hakais is achita. Do we make a bracha me'ein shalosh altogether? And if we make a bracha me'ein shalosh, would we say al pri ha'adama? V'renutam higia b'machzer shaloi. V'renutam in his machzer, in his sitter, he made a ha'ara. And he wrote, next, in his brach me'ein sholish, and he had al ha'michol kola in a line, and then he had lu al ha'esor priest in a line, maybe he had al gefen v'gefen, and then he wrote a line al ha'adama v'al pi adama for a person who is kaiseis chita. He gave a machzor shaloi al adama pi adama v'chazar boy. And then when he got older, he put a line through it, and he was chayzer to le'yashchan v'shum mokei mach bracha, because we don't find this bracha ever mentioned. The lekama daf mem dalin meforish bracha achas meyein sholish uka omer b'chameishes aminim al horis al amichya ve'al hashiv aminim al horis al haperis ve'al adoma v'al pi adoma lehizkir. So Rebbeinu Tam is saying this is a discussion that you have in the Rishonim, and that is amongst the Achronim, the Gro, the seminal position of this. And that is, can we formulate brachas that work around Bizman HaGemara? It comes to a head. Where does it come to a head? Every morning. Is that? No, that was from the time of the Gemara still. Baruch Ato Hashem Mekadosh Shimcha Berabim. So this bracha is found, I think, only in the Sifri HaGaonim. So the Machlekes Rishonim and Achronim, whether Acher Siyam HaGemara is a shayach to make new brachas after the Anshei Kenes HaGdoyla, before the Siyam HaGdoyla, but at least recorded in the Gemara. So this Rabbeinu Tam, apparently he was discussing the possible question of whether one can have a new nusach bracha, even at the bracha, where they can be menasech a new bracha. Shimon Tam apparently said initially, menasech a new bracha. And then he said, but le nimsa b'shum mokim, le yashkin b'shum mokim. But once he saw that it doesn't appear any place, then he said, you can't make this bracha. The Gemara is explicit. The Gemara tells us that Allah orits v'ala peiris. The Gemara says ala michya v'al priyadom ala yizkir v'od min tikomer hoche ala kois is achitam v'ach boire priyadom uka omer behedya tochnu v'of v'ipas V'varech bari minei mizaynes v'lasayif baruch achas mein sholish v'leiketani hachan gam koyseis achita v'varech l'achar v'brochem ach mein sholish ma'amina d'v'kois l'chleko v'brochem l'yachar v'mein sholish v'hodik ha'amar kol shum yin dogon v'leyosu pas v'chachom ha'amar v'brochem achas mein sholish mari davinu ke'ein daisa v'chashiva oz achilosei amol ha'kois achita chai de lechashiv achilosai kolkach Afal gavdi min chametres aminim. Einai mevarach liachrim bracha me ein shalosh ela bari nefashis. So the Rabbi Natan's mahalach is, hey, yes, we don't find this bracha. So he says that means that there is no chiyav of me ein shalosh ana kaisachit. So let's look at how far Rabbi Natan was going. Rabbi Natan began with a position. Chita is one of the Shem Aminim. So if you're going to make a borei priya, if you're going to make a ala eitz val priya on a grape, and ala eitz val priya eitz on a pomegranate, you should make the same kind of brach on a kaisa schita, right? Elamai when Atam says, but you can't make an ala michia on a kaisa schita. It's not a normal form of eating. No, it's saveya. You can't make an ala eitz val priya eitz. I mean, assuming you are saveya. So Mamela, he says, no, but it's one of the Shiva Minim. Rabbanan say you're chayiv. Ach mein sholish. Vaisokhais, you have to make a bracha ala doma val pi adoma. Elamai, we don't find such a bracha. So therefore, in a time, walks it back and says, ala eitz you can't make. Ala mich you can't make. Vaisokhais, there's no chayiv to make a bracha. And the case is chita. So now Rabbi Natan has to be machadish a svara. Why should it be different than a pomegranate? Why should a chita be different than a pomegranate seed? You know how many pomegranate seeds you have to eat in order to have a svia? Bafal PK, there's a bracha for it. So a person spends his morning in the field chomping on chita till he's saveya, should make a bracha. But says Rabbi Natan, since there's no bracha for it, and I'm not machadish a new bracha, vayistachayis. And it's not mentioned enough mem dalmud. There is no chiyuv bracha. So therefore, the time is machadish. It must be that we have another din in the din of mei'ein sholosh. That it has to be an achila chashuva. It has to be a normal form of eating. So many times machadish based on this mahalach, based on the fact that there is no nusach adoma pri adoma. That is not an achila chashuva. Just like Tosfos and Talmud Aleph said, there must be a bracha of a gefen by gefen, because yain is a davar chashuv, and the bracha gets changed. Bracha bishul chayr has to get changed. Bracha chayr, even though the chayr is difficult, because why does Rabbi Natan, why is the Tosfos comfortable in having a new bracha for like halacha lemaisa? Halacha lemaisa, we paskin to make a new nusach ala gever begeven, even though it's not found in the sugya, but we won't make ala doma v'yodoma because it's not in the sugya. Taisus ends umiyu oimer ari she yesh le sapek shemo chachamim chayle le bahu min dog v'loi osay pas v'chom oimim brocha achas mein sholish. Tosfos says, maybe Chazal included the chita in the ala mechia. V'nochayn lahachim v'shein lechol kloyeis ha'chitim shukais ela b'teich ha'suda. And therefore, if a person has a parched chita, popped chita, like popcorn, popped chita, because you know what? You better eat this Pesach HaSuda. Because if you have Kedei Sviyo Chutz L'Suda, then you're going to be stuck. Because you may have a mitzvah de'iraisa, according to the Torah and the Rosh and the Rashba, to say in Me'ein Sholosh, and you won't know what bracha to make. Or you may have a bracha, Achiv D'Rabbanon to make a bracha, and you won't know what bracha to make. So better to have Pesach HaSuda. However, if you have cream of wheat, if you have some kind of, if you have shalant, so then it's clear that you're going to make a bracha achreina v'yein shalish. What's the so what kashas, what's clear, what's not clear? No. What needs to be explained? You got it? Halacha l'maisa, we have a machlekes where the main choice is the rice of the Rabbanon. Machaber passes the Rabbanon. Mishnah Berurah says, be machmer for the rice. We have that when it comes to Hakoyis Chita is a Chita itself. A person has an edible form of Chita, but it's still Chita. He didn't crush it. He didn't make it into powder. He didn't chop it in any way. So it doesn't rise to being a mezoinis. It doesn't get a clear cut ala michya. So now it's a machlekes whether we should be making me ein sholish and yoisis echon mishiva minim. Right? So the Rebbe Tamsa is comfortable. He holds. It's not an achilah chashuva. So no me ein sholish. But l'chor the Rebbe is saying mechetesa. Mechetesa that is achilah chashuva. Main sholish, main sholish. So therefore the Rebbe says, he's masking a person, chomps, and does a shleike derech achila, okay, he's makabel. But if you have parched corn, it's already a normal thing to eat. And he says, better then you have a sofek. So then you have to eat b'sech suda. So machleike is, whether there's a requirement for an achila chashuva, right? No, what has to be explained still? Good, Kenny?
What has to be explained?
Well,
In the Mishnah Berurah?
Yeah.
Isn't even benching throw a bone when it's not kisviyah?
Okay.
So what would be the difference between benching and al-mechiyah?
In Achnav, you'd have to, I'm assuming you have to have kisviyah.
So what was the havmina that with the al-mechiyah kisviyah is that pashuk? If benching kisviyah or something?
Oh. No, if there's a chiyav drabbanim when it's pachis v'deik sviya, and a chiyav deraisa when it's v'deik sviya, right? So therefore,
even benching, if you have less than
k'deik
sviya, shouldn't it be just a
savi
drabbanim?
Meaning, with the savi drabbanim,
meaning, let's say you ate bread less than k'deik sviya, but more than k'zayis, and now you're misupik whether you bench.
So Chazal and Misakein to make a bracha of more than a kazayas.
I'm saying, would that be a sabi d'rabbanan or sabi d'oraisa? If you have less than a kazayas, you have benching. Bread. You have bread less than, more than kazayas, less than a kazayas, would that be sabi d'oraisa or sabi
d'rabbanan? That's a vade d'rabbanan.
I'm saying, you can sabi d'rabbanan whether you ate.
Then a sabi d'rabbanan.
Okay, so I'm saying, if that's true by benching, should that be the same din by...
L'chor should be the same then. Yeah. Ari?
What exactly changed between the Hamiyana and Maskana of the Rebbe Tam?
That's a good question. Right? That's a good question. Like, so I don't know what it means. I don't know whether it means Rebbe Tam. I don't know. It means when he was younger, he was not sure that it did not appear any place in Shas.
So and he's older. Establish
I'm sorry?
And how could he establish a master? How are you
able
to set
a milsaw
without learning all the Gemara's first?
There
are
guys that
read Svarim
while you're literally 20.
Don't make it
enough.
Make a master.
He wasn't, no, he wrote down his personal master in his sefer, he wrote. He wasn't a fight in the rabbi.
He still felt comfortable making it, like.
Okay, so that's, okay, so let's go try to go down Ari's route. Ari's saying, they were in a tam, the first time round was in a tam, a whole kvayt in a tam. And second time also. So what was Rebbe Tam Chayzer from? So one possibility is that Rebbe Tam, when he was first thought that one can be Mechanish Nuschoyz, and the Rai he might bring us from Birchus HaGefen, and then he was Chayzer, that one should not be Mechanish Nuschoyz. Right? One could say a little bit different. One could say that Rebbe Tam, when he was first younger, he held that when there's a vaday bracha, I can be mechadish a nusach. I can't be mechadish a bracha. Baruch atah Hashem mechadish Yisrael mechadish Shema v'Rabba. Then I can't be mechadish. That's a new bracha altogether. But to be mechadish a nusach of a bracha, maybe I could. And then he'll know you cannot be mechadish nuschoyz. Why can't you mechadish nuschoyz? So that's another ksugya. We have to get to right now. We can't discuss it right now. That is that who is a Baal Dover to be Mechadesh Nuschois of Tefillah? Does it have to go back to the Anshek Nesek Daila? Or Nuschois of Tefillah, or Nuschois of Ebracha? Even, let's go sharper. A Nuschois of Ebracha. So this we'll have to learn later on. We'll have a dedicated shiur to the idea that bracha is a very specific shevach of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And it could be that we hold you can be mechanish shvachos of Ribbono Shel Olam. L'chor we do pass that way because we say Zemiris and Shabbos. So then Zemiris is sometimes written by Rishonim, sometimes by Achronim. So we do pass in one kim mechanish tefillos, right? We say the that's a the nusach is a new nusach. The halach is an old halach of Mishnah Tanor. But Mishaber for Chazal is a new tefillah. So we paske that one can't be mechadish tefillahs, but maybe one cannot be mechadish nusach habracha. So that could be the where one of you have his chayzer on. Because that's a machlekes Mishnah. L'chor is based on there's a Gemara in Brachis. Gemara in Brachis says the Echad Yorad in the fifth post parak, Lefnei Reb Chanina, I think. Right? Gemara says Va'omar Baruch Ata Hashem Kevav Kftenu Like the Avram Yitzchak Yaakov Akel HaGodol HaAdir VaOtzum VaNedar No Chaviv Hol Adir Hu at the end of the Haggadah. And then when he finished, Bechnia said to him, Gomarto Lishivchei. Right. He said this, you can imagine the Baal Tefillah. He was having this amazingly great day. And he's up there giving Shevet to Ribbono Shel Olam, going on and on and on. And then he gets slammed by Bechnia. He says, well, you finished all the Shevet to Ribbono Shel Olam. So he said, what Moshe Rabbeinu said, you can say. More you can't say. Right? Because once you do more, it's even having Rishus to be Mishaneach like Moshe Rabbeinu, we don't have. I mean, we have, because Moshe Rabbeinu said it. But if Moshe Rabbeinu would not have described the Rishus, how would we describe the Rishus? So how do we pshat in that Gemara? So that's the Machlekes over here. Is it that I cannot be mechadesh new brachos? I can't be mechadesh new nuschois of a bracha. Or Chazal said I can say a mayein sholish. So now I want to make it specific for this achil. All right. And l'chayra, that Rabbi Natan is saying I'm using the nusach of Chazal b'rvi adama. But Chazal didn't give me that nusach for this particular bracha. Machlekes in Ritam and Ri is whether it's shayach to say it's part of Alamechia. What's the machlekes there? How do you imagine the machlekes? No. With the shayach to make, is it shayach to part of Alamechia? What's the machlekes? Have a mechais and schita. Mechais lecher.
Sooner they would agree that you can't be mechadish in his house.
The
question of, is it included under...
Correct. What's the machlokes? It's very correct. But what's the machlokes? Is it included or not?
Is it included under
Mindar and Shalos? Correct. Chazal and Misak and Ebrocha for Daisa. For oatmeal. Right? So can I make a bracha on the oats? No, what's the machlokes? Have you imagined the machlokes?
Second answer is
he's not saying it's hashir. He's just saying it's
that's right. Whether the whether you can make whether you make the bracha main shalosh or not. Okay, so think about what would be the machlokes and svara.
Is it machlokes about how we treat ingredients?
To the end?
Is it machlokes about how we treat foods that haven't hit their peak yet?
Foods that what?
Haven't hit their peak or designated to the...
Could be, yeah. Could be. Could be that that's the machlokes. Whether, when I look at this kernel, do I say, I'm thanking Kadosh Baruch Hu, because this kernel could be a gvaldi piece of cake, could be a bagel. Now it isn't, no. I didn't do anything I was supposed to do. But I'm still thanking Kadosh Baruch Hu for the potential. Or, do we say no? You're thanking Basher Hosham? So that could be the machlokes. Yeah. But we still haven't explained whether the shita on daf mem dalet al a gefen or a gefen is that consistent with the tam? Is that another shita? Tzerachim. So it's getting late. So this last teisvus, we may have to leave for another time. To leave a whole gefen omer of teisvus, I'm going to leave it. But this is a very important taste. A lot of different halachas included in this taisvus. But we didn't get to the actual, what was the machlegis and the Gamliel and Rabbi Akiva? What were they arguing about? So I'll give you the Marma Koimers, this taisvus, and then we'll have to decide whether we discuss that in Shir tomorrow, go weiter to a Sapas. I can do it. Well, can you do it though? starting sure at 10 and going straight. So I'm game. Just, I want to be mezar with all of us to keep the storm. Loi lechvoidi, ella lechvoidchem. Keep the storm in terms of coming to shir. Those that Yisachar yesh nopoi hayoyim. To be mechazik more, being on time and keeping the state of yom the yom, and listening to the tape, so it was included as well.
Should we relay the message?
It's only the chvayichem, not the chvaydi. The many years ago, not so long ago. So every so often the Talmidim who don't show up frequently enough to get a grade. I'm very make on giving grades. But Lachara, somebody has to be present. Being present means being in the Seder and being at Shir extremely consistently. And having one's head in shir, not some being here only begeshem, being begeshem ruach. So the question was: this guy was happens not so infrequently. So he didn't have a grade, so it would have impacted his hatzlacha later on in life. So we don't want to do that. So when we sat down to discuss it amongst the. With some of the administration and said the guy's not Roy. He wasn't around to get a grade. So I was came to his defense. I mentioned this once in the Shabbat Shuvah Drash. He said it's bad enough that the guy didn't come to Shir, didn't come to Seder. So he's already suffering terribly. So now we're going to make it harder for him and not give him a grade. He already has. The grade is the Kleinigkeit. When he gets into school, it's a Kleinigkeit. This person, he's saying Yiddish, bleibt an Amoritz. He's not going to become a Talmud Chacham. He's going to be Amoritz. He's not going to be able to learn Gemara properly. He's not going to be able to open later on in life. He's not going to have. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us a key to Simcha. That means to invest ourselves in learning. So a guy fritters away these years in learning, he's losing the key to be, to live, to have a simchas achayim, that there's no comparison to simchas achayim. So he'll do well, he'll be gewaldig, but he lost out the ability to become a Talmud Chacham. Nope, as well as what he had in life. He lost the ability to have the Simchas Achaim of learning and being shoku and being able to open a Gemara, open a... So he'll learn. He'll have shot and seen. He'll be a very, very fine Jew. But Pekudei Hashem Yishom Esam Chelev, he doesn't have. I said, so we're going to take away his grade also. He already lost it. He lost the Iker, he lost. So at least we should have Rachmanis on him and give him a grade. But that's an important thing to keep in mind. That Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us Eiris HaChochma. So now we have the time in the years to open up the Eiris HaChochma. But if a person has to, we have to apply ourselves. So Ein Mizarzen Elim Zirozen. I mentioned last year, maybe the year before, when Reb David Soloveitchik was nifter, so one of his talmidim, who became Rosh Hashim afterward, so when he was maspid, Reb David Soloveitchik, so he told the following, he said that he was a gevaldig bacher. He was at the Seder all the time. He was there. And then, a third year, I think, by Reb David, he missed a night Seder. He missed a morning Seder. So then, the next day, I think the next day, Reb David called him over after Shacharis and said to him, "Where were you?" So he said he had to go to Levaya. He says, "Who was the Levaya?" His Levaya was a Jew from his hometown. He said, "No, and what was the connection?" He said, "This man was my Sandik." He said, "Okay." So then the Talmud said to Reb David, he said, "Rebbe, Mr. Rosh Hashiva, I don't understand. There are a lot of guys who miss Seder all the time. And the Rosh Hashiva knows that. I haven't missed a Seder in years. I missed one Seder, and the Rosh Hashiva calls me over. And then I went to Levaya, and the Rosh Hashiva gives me a hard time. And then when I explain to my son, he says, 'No, okay.'" So Reb David said, and Reb David used to, after Shacharis, used to go home to prepare for Shir. So he said, "I'm going to put my coat, you'll walk me home." So he said to him that there are a lot of guys in the base of Medrash. But a lot of guys are not going to be early Gdula. But he says, "You can be early Gdula. You can become an Ohen Gadol. So it's because they care about you that I'm holding you responsible." So that's what I'm saying here. You can all be early gdula. You can all become people who are nena me'eres ha-Torah and nena from the geshmak of learning. But it means keeping the storm, keeping the shur. Okay? So now, almost everybody's here. That's why I mentioned it now. And Bezer Hashem will all be zeicha to have the brachos ad ein sof that we get when we invest our kachos in there.